We are up to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph at the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you had something which was, it had a mum kavua and then someone was maktish it, so obviously it can't be suitable for Kedushas Haguf, so it becomes effectively Kedushas Damim, and therefore, generally speaking, it has a normal dinim of Kedushas Damim. And one of the things we said there was that once he redeems it, then if it has a firstborn, it's chayav b'bechor. So the Gemara says, time of the niftu. That's only if it was redeemed. Halloy niftu. What happens if before he redeemed it, it's only kedushas damim anyway because it had a mum before he made it hektish. But if he hasn't redeemed it yet, it's still hektish. It's pturim min ha-bechor matonis. It doesn't have, because it says only when niftu chayav b'bechor matonis. That means if loy niftu, if it wasn't redeemed yet and it still has that kedusha on it, then is it exempt from Bechir and from the Matonis as well, Chayam Akeva. Why is it so? Because Kesov, HaKadosh Domi, Marcha, Min HaBechir, Min HaMatonis. Because this Tana holds that even though it's not holy Kedush HaGuf to be on the Mizbeach, it's only Kedush HaDomi, that all still exempts it from Bechir and Matonis. And then we say V'yetz in the Chulin. If it's redeemed, it goes out the Chulin to do what? The Gozes, V'layoved, you can shear it, you can work with it. Yeah, it becomes Chulin. Again, says the Gemara, time of the niftu, because what? You redeemed it. Halay niftu, that means if you didn't redeem it yet, so it's what? It's kodesh berakabayis, or it's kodesh domim, let's say, is asiri begizav avoida. Then you're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to work with it. Is lechayra messiah le Rabbi Eliezer, this should be a raya for Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar, probably Rabbi Lazar, the Omar kodesh berakabayis asuri begizav avoida. So Rabbi Lazar says that even though it's it's not a carbon, you're still not allowed to, that means before it's redeemed, you're not allowed to use it for shearing and for working. Yeah, so that seems to be what the Mishnah is saying. Even though it's kachibetakabais, you're not allowed to until it's redeemed. It's army. So this one, the Gemara answers, loy, that Rabbi Lazar was talking about kachibetakabais, and he's talking about kachre berakabayis. That means he was, when a person makes something hektish for the sake of berakabayis, he takes an animal and he says, I want this to be for a financial thing, right? I'm giving you this animal and you will go and sell it and take the money and do whatever you want with it. So that's when he's, Rabbi Loza says, that's why it's a genuine hektish, just it's berakabayis, not therefore, he says it's also because of avoda, but kedushas domim. But it doesn't. Our mission doesn't prove that he's right, because it could be still that Rabbi Lazar is incorrect. And our Mishnah, when our Mishnah says that before you redeemed it, you're not allowed to work with it, is because kedushas domim la mizbeach hu demechalfi kedushas aguf la mizbeach gazu behu rabbanan. Over here, what happened is the guy wanted to make it a carbon. The only problem was that it had a mum already when he first made it hektish. So that, if you allowed him before redemption to do work with it and to shear it, people are going to confuse that or with the case where it didn't have a mum. And they think you're allowed to shear it and work with it. And therefore the Chachamim were geyser, that even though it never really became Kedushas HaGuf because it had a mum, but you're still not allowed to work with it and shear it. But if someone l'chatchila makes it only holy for the financial aspect, it was not something that
it's
he.
Well,
it depends what it is, but yeah, well, it depends. It depends if it's what sort of an animal it is, but even so, if a person the chatchila is saying, "I want this to be kachay berakabayis," and he's not attempting to make a kachay mizbeach, loy, people won't confuse that. In other words, it's all gzeira, but etzem it's mutter begizav avoda. Yeah, even before you redeemed it, but in the case where a person said Harezu Oila, and then you see him shearing and working, people will think, oh, a guy could make an Oila and shear and work. If a guy says Harezu Berakabayis, right, and then you see him shearing and working, you're not going to think, oh, that means the same thing applies to a carbon. So therefore, they didn't have to make a Xero. Okay, then we said Vladan Mechalovan is Mutter. Again, once you redeem this animal, so the children are chulin, permitted to do what you want, and their milk is permitted, etc. Is heiche domi? The question was, these children that you're talking about, and you said they're permitted. What sort of children? So what happened? After you redeemed, so this animal had a mum, you decided to try to make it into an oila. Oh, an oila can't be a, have a child because it's a male. You wanted to make it into a shlomim, yeah? And you said, harezu shlomim, and it was had a mum already beforehand. So we said, it's not kedusha zaguf. Now, what happened was, if it conceived and gave birth to a child, and so what do you say? After you redeem this balmum, after you redeem this balmum, then if it has a child, it's chulin, right? So the question is, when you say you redeem, you say it had a child after you redeemed it. What's the scenario? If it conceived after you redeemed it and had the child after you redeemed it, it's pshita chulin in it. Of course, you already said it's chulin. That means even when this baby was conceived, the animal was already redeemed. The mother was already redeemed, so it's chulin. Of course, it's permitted to do what you want with it. Ella, so what's the chiddush? Must be that we're talking about di aber lifnei pidyonim. It conceived when it was still not redeemed yet, so it was a possible thing for a korban, a balmum, yeah, and it became pregnant. V'isyalid la'achah pidyonon, and if it was born after, but if it was born after you redeemed the mother, then it's chulin. That's what the Mishnah is telling you, that even though it conceived before you redeemed it, but if it was born after you redeemed it, it's mutter. So what's the corollary of that? Halifnei pidyonon, that means if it actually was born before you redeemed it, so it conceived and was born before you redeemed it, is asiri. That's what it's telling you, that will be forbidden. So the question is, okay, it's forbidden, those children which are born, now what happens if the child doesn't have a mum? Yeah, so they have a mother with a mum, and the mother gave birth to a healthy, normal child. And so you're telling me what? That child is, it's osur to do anything with it, right? Because it's holy. The question is, niftin tmim mayen niftin tmim. Can you redeem it? Do you have to wait for the child? If you want to redeem the child now, the child's holy. Can you just redeem it straight away? Or do you have to wait till it gets a mum? Because you never really made it hektish, and the mother was never really hektish either. So the question is, can you just redeem it straight away? Or do you have to, is it just a financial thing? Or do you have to wait till it gets a mum? It's toshema. So let's hear from the Braisa. Maspis bale mum in kvu in the government is beyach. Someone who tries, maspis means he tries to impose a kedusha, that catches the kedusha, yeah? Someone is trying to make a bal mum kavua. That means it already had a big major flaw. And he tries to make it kodesh legabim mizbeach to turn it into a korban. That's the case we're talking about. V'yoldu, and then this animal that had this mum had a child. Is yimachru? You can sell the children. I mean, the treasurer of hektish means yimachru. You can sell the child. V'ein tzrichin mum, and it doesn't need to wait until it gets a mum. She'ein kedusha chol alayim. You can't say it has kedusha taguf, this child. Shelo yehei tofel choma min ha'ikar. Because you can't say that the child is stricter than the mother. The mother was the one that the guy tried to make hektish. The mother never got kedusha saguf because the mum came before the hektish. So it's impossible to say that the child is stricter than the mother. And now, the child, you cannot redeem. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense. And therefore, it's never really, the child never has kedusha saguf either. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so what's the corollary of that? So the reason is because in this scenario, if you would say that the child needs to wait for a mom, then the child is stricter than the mother. Avo, but what about a different example? Now why does it say a zachar? Because most of the time it's an oila is going to be a zachar. So a person takes, but what happens if a person is makdish directly a zachar? Yeah, but he says, I want to give it as money. He says, I'm taking a male ram, which would be suitable for a korban oila. But I'm not making it a korban oila. I want to make it a kedushas berak. I want to make it just the money, that the gizbar can sell it and use the money for whatever he wants. I'm not making it to a korban. As the din is, kodesh kedushas aguf. So then it would be kedushas aguf. In other words, when it's a child born to a mother who had a mum first and the mother never got kedushas aguf, that's when you say, lo yehei tofel chom an ikar. But if a person tries to be makdish something ledomim, yeah, then it doesn't absolve it from kedushas aguf. It would be holy. You'd need to wait for her to get a mum in order to redeem it. It's Messiah of the Rava. So this is a raya for Rava. Dama Rava. Well, if he says he zachar lidomov, it has kedushas aguf. Oh, you could take it as a korban. Yeah, you could bring it as a korban itself. But if you wanted to redeem it, you'd have to have a mum. Yeah, you're quite right. Dama Rava hikdush zachar lidomov kedushas aguf. You can't take a unblemished animal and say I want it to be only financial asset. If you take an unblemished animal, and you say I'm making it hektish, it's a carbon. Unless it's not. You know, obviously, you're talking about an animal that's suitable for a carbon. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah was a shechtan b'chutz potter. If once this animal was redeemed, if you shechted outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's potter. That's interesting. And Rabbi Lazar masnichayiv. Rabbi Lazar's version of the Mishnah, his edition of the Mishnah, actually said it's chayiv. But what sort of chayiv? Not chayiv koris for shchut echutz, but muki lava ba mas yachid. He's talking about in the case, in the situation where it was permitted to have a private mizbeach. So before the Beis Hamikdash was built, and when the Mishkan was in transit, so certain periods of time, it was permitted for people to build their own mizbeach in their backyard, and they could do private karbonis on there. So when it says over here in the Mishnah, Bachutz, Rabbi Lazar actually interprets that to mean that we're talking about Bachutz, it means in the times when it was permitted to shecht Bachutz. But he says if you shechted this animal Bachutz, he is chayiv. In other words, what do you mean? It had a mum kavua. So what Rabbi Lazar is saying, that the whole thing the Mishnah is telling you over here, is if you had a blemished animal, a balmum, and you shechted it, even in your backyard mizbeach, in the times when that was permitted, then you've done an avera. Yeah? But it's... This is Rabbi Lazar. No. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is going to say the same thing in a minute. But yeah, this is Rabbi Lazar the Amora saying that in the Mishnah, it should say the word chayiv, and it's referring to why is it chayiv for shechta gebal mum on a bamas yachid. So b'chutz doesn't mean the normal shechut echutz. It means in the time when you're permitted to have it in your backyard, but if you take a bal mum and shechta in your backyard, then you're chayiv. What are you chayiv? Chayiv malchus. You did a loisa say. The Amar Rabbi Lazar. Sorry, it's not Rabbi Lazar. It's Rabbi Lazar. There's no Rabbi Lazar here. The Amar Rabbi Lazar. Minayin lezeveyach behemu baras mum bebamas yachid b'shas heter abamis. Shehu b'loisa says Rabbi Lazar shita. That how do I know if a person shechts an animal with a mum on it on a private altar, even at the time when the private altars were permitted, that it's a loisa say shenem aloisizbach l'ashem alekecha shev aseh, that you're not allowed to shecht for Hashem a shev aseh asher yeh by mum, which has a blemish, you're not allowed to shecht it. So, this is in Parshas Re'eh, yeah, we read on Pesach. So, why does the Torah over here tell you that you can't shecht an animal that has a mum? It already told me that back in Parshas Emor, that it says, Imeina in l'bama gedoyla, it can't be talking about in the Mishkan and Migdash, which is called the bama gedoyla, the big altar, the public altar. Why? The Pasuk already says Averis HaShavar, etc. In Parshas Emor, it gives you a whole list of mums, and it says if an animal has one of these mums, you can't bring it as a carbon. So why in Parshas Re'eh does it suddenly tell you again, don't bring an animal that has a mum? So therefore, we don't need it to tell me that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, you can't bring it. Is it Meina Yinyan L'Bama Gedoyla L'Dusiv Averis HaShavar? Now you win L'Bama Shachin. What's it adding? That even in a private altar, it also, the rules of mums still applies, and you cannot bring a bal mum on a bamas chachir, and it's a loisa say, lois izbach. Okay, so the Gemara asks on this logic of Rabbi Lazar, how did you work out that it's talking about a private altar? Ema, maybe, meaning in the kachuk nevin lebachur. It's maybe, this parasha, kola bachur, that pasuk in Re'eh that we read starts off kol habachur asher yivoleid, and the next pasuk is loisizbach shevus asher yevay mum. So maybe it's talking dafke about a bachur. Yeah, that the Torah has to specifically exclude a bachur bal mum from being a carbon. Nothing to do with a private altar, just in a regular Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, why would you think that a bachur bal mum could be a carbon? Because solka daita chamina hoyo v'kodesh kishahu bal mum, a bachur when it's born, even if it's born with a mum, right, it has the same kedusha because becherness does not depend on being blemished or not blemished. Is maybe likarev namik ishu balmum. Maybe you should actually bring it as a carbon, even though it's an exception. Normally, you're not allowed to bring a balmum, but a becher, maybe you should bring it as a balmum. Kamash belon deloy. That's why the pasuk here in kol becher is telling you not to. So why is Rabbi Elazar deciding he's talking about a bamas yachid? Is Amri, Rabbi Elazar will answer you that I don't need a pasuk for becher either, because becher behediksi be pisecha ivra loishes becheru. The next pasuk in Kala Becher says, it's actually the same pasuk, right? Ki elis bachas rabbi sheva say, no, it's the next pasuk. It says, v'chi yevay mum pisecha ivra kol davara loishes becheru l'ashem aleikecha. Yeah. If this is talking about the becher, Kala Becher v'sher yivalei, and it says there, if it will have a mum, lois is bechenu. So we got a mefurish apostle talking about the bechur not to bring it when it's a mum. Yeah. So therefore, it cannot be that that's what the lois is bechlasham lekecha is telling you, because that's what the lois is bechenu is telling you. So again, you have lois is about to tell you bamas yachid. Fred the gemara weiter be'ema. Maybe the pshat is that imenya in the kodshim now in the meisa. Maybe it's the pasuk is needed to tell you not to bring an animal which is a meiser behema that has a mum. Why would you think that you should? The solka daita chamin a hoyel v'kodesh b'mumay a meiser behema. You count the 10 animals. Number 10 is holy, regardless of what it is. D'chsev lo yevakir ben toiv the rab ben ra. The next words up, but anyway, that you don't. It doesn't matter. Lo yevakir. You don't need to check whether it's good or bad. What do you mean, good or bad? I mean, it's a bal mum or not a bal mum, yeah? Whether the number 10 has a mum, whether the number 10 doesn't have a mum, it is Maisa Behema. It's Nikrav Nami Mum. So you would think, if the Torah told me that even though it's got a mum, it should be the Maisa Behema, maybe the Torah wants me also to actually bring it as a carbon, Kamash Mandaloi. And therefore, Lo Sizbach is telling you that you can't bring it. Is Omri, so Rabbi Elazar will answer you, no, we don't need this pasuk from Maiser, because Maiser Nami Gomer Havar Havar Mibachur. Just like we learn from Bechur, Piseach Iver, Loisis Bechenu, we have a Gzeres Shava comparing Maiser to Bechur, and therefore, just like Bechur, when it has a mum, even though it's holy, you cannot bring it as a carbon, so a Maiser, when it has a mum, even though it's holy, you cannot bring it as a carbon. Okay, so Fred, the Gemara Vaiter, Eimotznei, in the Tzmura's Kotchi. Maybe it's coming to tell you what Tzmura. Yeah, sorry, Havar Havar, the Gzeres Shava is Vavarta Kol Petarecha by Bechur. And by the Meiser, it says, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShava. So that's the Gzeres Shava to compare Bechur with Meiser. Now the Gemara says, Vaiter, Eima, maybe, why is Rabbi Elazar again, Kasha Rabbi Elazar? Why say it's excluding Bamas Yachid? Why don't we say, Tnei Uinin the Tmuras Kachim? It's coming to tell you that Tmuras Kachim you can't bring as a mum. What's Tmuras Kachim? You had an animal, and you made a Tmura. You said, I'm going to do this one instead of that one. So the second one becomes holy. You might think that the second one, well, even if it has a mum, you should bring it. Since it becomes holy, even though it's a bal mum, you're not allowed to switch it, not allowed to exchange it with goymer, and they skip the punchline. The goymer is, yeah, bein toiv bein ra. Yeah? That you're not allowed to, bein ra la toiv and toiv la ra. Whether you switched a good one for a bad one or a bad one for a good one, you're not allowed to switch it. Yeah, that means even if you took a good one and switched it for a bad one, yeah, and the second one has a mum, it doesn't matter. You don't. It's still considered a tzmura. As if it's still considered a tzmura, craven nami gishibalas mum. Maybe you go the whole, not the whole hog. I keep saying that. The whole sheep. Go the whole sheep and bring it as a carbon as well. Kamash mandaloy, and therefore the posit is to tell me not. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar will say back, no, we don't need it for tzmura either, because Omar Kro, we have a posit for tzmura. That when it says that the exchange, you try to exchange one animal for another, is the second one becomes holy like the first one, it compares the first one to the second one. Makish tmorosei loy. The second one has the same rules as the first one. Mahu bamum loy. Just like the original one, which you made hektish. If it got a mum, you cannot bring it as a carbon. Zav tmorosei bamum. So therefore also, when you try to exchange it, and the second one becomes holy, is also, if it's a bamum loy. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar's doing okay so far. Now, maski for Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira has a go at him. Ema, maybe the pshat is to be, tonight we need levlodis kochim. Why do we need another pasuk to tell me that even the child of a kochim has to, if it has a mum, you cannot bring it? Why would you think that you can? The solka taita chamina hoil, v'kadoshin k'shem v'alei mumin agavimon. Yeah, that a child born to a korban. You had a perfectly healthy carbon shlomim lady, female, and it had a baby, is even though the baby has a mum, the baby is kodesh because it came out of a carbon.
wasn't a bal mum.
Sorry?
The mom is not a bal mum.
What? Mother's not a bal mum. No, the mother doesn't really matter what the mother is. The mother's not a bal mum.
Okay.
Yeah. The mother's not a bal mum. But it gave birth to a baby that is a bal mum. So where does the kedusha for this child come from? It's an extension of the kedusha of the mother, even though it has a mum. But since it's from the mother, it's still kodesh. So maybe you should actually go all the way and bring it as a korban as well. Therefore, you need the pasuk not to. Again, right back to Rabbi Lozer, question on you. How do you know he's talking about a bamas yachid? Is Amar Rava. So Rava says, Kvar pasuk tanav Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel already worked that one out from a different pasuk to keep this pasuk spare for Rabbi Lozer. The tanav Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva learned a brisa. Rakar Hashecha Asher Yiyu L'chon Darecha. It says over there that when you have your holy animals and your promises, you should tiso vasa l'makom shir Hashem. You take the animal to the Beis Hamikdash and you bring it as a carbon. What's that pasuk teaching you? Rakar Hashecha is coming to include Elo HaTzmuris. That even if you made a tzmura, you have to bring it as a carbon. Asher yulecha Elo HaVlodis. That if your carbon had a baby, you got to bring the baby as a carbon. Unadarecha and your promises. Is he kishin akoslin a wise and a derecha? Because it's comparing it to your neder. A neder is an original promise. When I promise to give an animal to a Beis HaMikdash, to a carbon, sorry. Ma neder ba mum loy, afani nami ba mum loy. Just like when you make a vow that you're going to bring a carbon, you're not allowed to bring a ba mum. So these other ones, the tmuris and the vlodis, is also, you're not allowed to bring it a ba mum. So therefore the pasuk, le sizbach Hashem and the kech Hashem v'seh, Asher Yevaimum is a superfluous pasuk, says Rabbi Lazar, and we're going to learn out from that that you're not allowed to bring a balmum on a private mizbeach at the time when they were permitted, and therefore he says pshat in the Mishnah is that when this animal had a mum, you're not allowed to bring it on your private mizbeach either. Okay, then the Mishnah said further, Einos in Tzmura, that this animal which started off with a mum before you made it hektish, right, so as we're talking about, it doesn't make a Tzmura. My timer, why not? You're not allowed to exchange it. You're not allowed to switch it. And it said, what? And there was a pasuk say, you can't switch a bad one for a good one, and not a good one for a bad one. Is the logic tells you, if God told you, you're not allowed to switch a bad one for a good one, which, you know, you're trying to do a nice thing, take a bad one, make it good, and here bad means a balmum. The Torah tells you can't take a bad one and switch it for a good one. It's Tov Barami boy. Do I need the Torah to tell me that I can't take a good one and switch it for a bad one? Of course not. You can't make it worse than what you had. So therefore, what's the pshat of Tov Bara? Ella, what it's telling you is Tov Me Kara Eisetzmura. Something that was good in the beginning. In other words, it wasn't a bum when you made it hektish. It makes a tzmura. But Rame Kara, something that was bad in the first place, that's, that you tried to make the shit when it already had a mum. Eidos Tzmura. There was no din of Tzmura over there. Okay, then we said in Mesu Yipadu, even when it's dead, you can redeem it. Yeah, you can redeem the carcass. You pay whatever it's worth, and you've redeemed it, even though it's dead. Izama Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav says Zudi Rab Shimon. This is only according to Rab Shimon. Yeah, the Amar Kachip as Beyachayu B'Chala Maravar Racha. So the whole problem of redeeming something dead is that the Torah says in Parashat B'chukosai, when you want to redeem a kachim, it has to be v'hemirei sol lifnei yakoyin. You have to stand up the animal before the koyin, and the koyin will evaluate how much you have to pay. Right? So anything that cannot stand up, for example, a dead animal, which not most dead animals can't stand up, then you can't redeem it. Right? So that's called hamoda v'haracha, standing up and being evaluated. Is according to Rab Shimon, it's only kachim mizbeach. Only if it was a carbon that got a mum, then obviously a mum doesn't mean it's dead. A mum can still stand there. So then,
it was only the value, right?
A madavar. When it has a mum, no,
I'm
what?
In our example, the mission, it's only
oh, that's what we're saying. So in our mission, it says you can redeem it even dead. So kachem is beya. That's the whole point, because it already had a mum before you made it hektish. It never got kedushas aguf. If it had kedushas aguf, so it was a perfectly legitimate carbon, and then it got a mum. You can't redeem it unless it's able to stand up. Yeah, so once it's dead, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah, they have to be able to stand up and be evaluated. But kachra, better kabay, is things that only have monetary hektish, not physical hektish. They were never required to stand up. Therefore, even if it died before you redeemed it, you can redeem it when it's dead, and it'll be the value of the carcass, whatever. That's not, where do we see Rav Shimon holds that? The Mishnah says, Rav Shimon, emre kachra, better kabay, is yemesu, you podu. If it's only financial hektish, then even if it's dead, you can redeem it. Yeah. Now, and over here, Meidir Rav Shimon will agree that ibamume karay shenifte. Therefore, he'll agree that a balmum, something that had a mum in the first place, even though he says kachay mizbeach is bechal hamadav haracha. But he will agree over here, when it had a mum before you made it hektish, that it's not even called kachar mizbeach. And therefore, it doesn't need to be able to stand up, and you can redeem it dead. My timer, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, v'hamid oisach lifnei Hashem, that you have to, the animal which gets a mum, you'll make it stand before Hashem. V'hamid oisach lifnei ha-koyin, sorry, not lifnei Hashem, lifnei ha-koyin, is oisach, what does it say? It. That an animal that had a mum in the first place does not need to be stood up before the Kohen. So that's all according to Reb Shimon. That means the rabbis will say that in Mesu Yikavru, that if it died and you haven't redeemed it yet, you cannot redeem it now because it can't stand up. Is Man Chachamim, and who is that Chachamim who disagrees with Reb Shimon, which is Tana? Is Tana Devei Levi Hu. It's the Tana that's quoted in the Yeshiva of Levi. Yeah, now this Chachamim over here is not talking about the Chachamim who would dispute with Rav Shimon about Kachar Bet HaKabayis. It's a Chachamim of our Mishnah over here. Yeah? No, we don't have a different opinion in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is only our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, but there's some Chachamim that Rav is telling us. Rav told us Zud Divrei Rav Shimon. Why is it Divrei Rav Shimon? Because there's other Chachamim who don't agree with it. They're not quoted in the Mishnah. So Rav says Chachamim Maimrim. This is all Rav talking, right? Rav says Chachamim Maimrim Imesi Yikavru Man Chachamim. Who would the Chachamim that Rav says don't agree with our Mishnah? Yeah. Who is that? It's Tana Rabbi Levi. The Tana Rabbi Levi, Hakol HaYibachal HaMadav HaRacha, Filo Bamu Meikaroi. Tana Rabbi Levi says, no, even if it had a mum before you made it hektish, you cannot redeem it once it's dead, because it has to be able to stand up. V'chein, Tana Rabbi Levi Masnisen, and Rabbi Levi learns, even in the Brises, Afilo Chaya, Afilo Oif, that even if you want to redeem a Chaya or an Oif, which were never suitable for a carbon, because the species is not suitable, it still cannot be redeemed unless it can stand up. What's Tana Rabbi Levi going to do with the Oysa? Oysa is a miut. It has to stand up and not other things. It's Oysa, Tana Rabbi Levi, Kasha. Yeah, we don't know what he'll do with that pasuk, but that's what he holds the halacha is. Okay, now, the Rabbah, so that's the Chachamim that Rav has dreamed up that argue with our Mishnah, Tana Rabbi Levi. What about the Chachamim that argue with Rav Shimon about Hamad of Arocha in that other Mishnah? Rabbanan the Pliga led Rav Shimon Mai. What would the Chachamim of Rav Shimon in that Mishnah about Hamad of Aracha, what would they say? Hachinami, would they agree with Rav Shimon, the Imesu Yipadu, that if it dies, you can redeem it? Because they say that Kachar Bet HaKabayis has to have Hamad of Aracha. Yeah, but would they agree over here, because it had a Balmume Kore, it had a Mum before you even started, therefore even they would agree there's no Hamad of Aracha. Because it never got holy in the first place. Then Rav should say that Rav Shimon and his Chachamim all agree in this case Yipadu, and it's only Tana Rabbi Levi who doesn't agree. His Omri, so what Gemara answers, Rav, Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav holds like Rav Shimon Lakish to Amal Rabbanon, Kachar Bet HaKabayis Hayu B'chal Amar HaBaracha, and Kachar Mizbeach Lo Hayu B'chal Amar HaBaracha. They say the opposite way around, not that when Rav Shimon says it only applies to Kachat Mizbeach and not to Kachat Melekabayis. According to Rish Lakish, the Chachamim who don't agree with Rav Shimon say exactly the opposite, that it only applies to Melekabayis and it doesn't apply to Kachat Mizbeach. And therefore, Lo Mitzukum Asisa Karabonon. According to the Chachamim, it's Dafka Kotcha Berakabai. Dafka Kotcha Berakabai needs to be able to stand up, so our Mishnah cannot be according to that. Because our Mishnah says that Kotcha Berakabai, if it's dead, you can redeem it. The Kasani, yeah. The Katani Seifa Vimesu Yikovru. How do we know that we see that? Because what happens when it gets a mum after it was Kodesh? Yeah? After it was Kodesh, it gets a mum, so again it's Kedushas Domim. Yeah, and then it says that if it died at that point, you have to bury it. Yeah, why would you have to bury it then? Because you can't redeem it. So according to them, it wouldn't make a difference whether the mum came first or not. Lepoyol, at the time when you're coming to redeem it, it's chachaber kabayis and it can't stand up. So why would you say in the first part of the Mishnah that you can redeem it, in the second part you can't? Therefore, it cannot be according to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, "Mimai, how do you know the Hamesi cover Mishnah Moi Hamad Barachahu? How do you know that the reason why it says at the end that if the mum came after, it was already Kodesh Kedushas Aguf, and then it got a mum? So it says you cannot redeem it anymore when it got a mum. You're telling me the reason for that is because it can't stand up. Dilma, maybe the reason why you can't redeem it is Mishum the Ain Paidim Asakachim Lachil Naklavim. Maybe the reason is not because it can't stand up, because if you redeem it, what are you going to do with it? You have a dead animal, and you're going to redeem it. What is the dead animal good for? Feeding animal food. Yeah? But he holds, you're not allowed to redeem a korban, even with the mum. It's disrespectful to kachim to redeem it in order to make it into dog food. So the Gemara says, Omri, if that was the reason, Azim Cain, then it didn't need to say imesu. It could have said nisto imnasu trefa yikarva, that even if it's not dead, but it's a trefa, you wouldn't be allowed to redeem it, because it's a trefa, even if it's still alive, you're not going to be able to give it to your, because you know the only thing it would be suitable for would be feeding the dog, and you're not allowed to do that. Right, so that's why it can't be according to Chamim. Then I have an Iboy Seima, that la'olam rav grab yechans for alay. That Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish, who said that the Chacham of Rabbi Shimon say exactly the opposite, but it's like he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Chachamim say both of them need Hachlamot of Haracha. According to Rish Lakish, they mamish say the opposite of each other. Yeah, that Rabbi Shimon says Kachem is Beach do and Kachem is Gabayis don't, and the Chacham say the opposite. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, the Chacham don't say the opposite, they say both do. Rav says only one, only Kachem Yizbeach, and the Chacham say both. Yeah, so Rav holds like that. That means everybody should agree in our Mishnah that he makes a Yupadu. Yeah, that means Bamume Ikara. So he says, okay, Zudiv Rav Shimon Machul Kasei. What was your problem? Why didn't Rav say Zudiv Rav Shimon Machul Kasei? Maybe Rav did. Yeah, so just put the word Machul Kasei in there. Okay.